Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
If you have such a narrow margin in the House, you have Donald Trump coming in and feeling like he has a mandate. We can get into the semantics of what a mandate is. He won decisively. I know somebody was very mad at me yesterday when I said he won decisively. Didn't. And said, that's why I don't listen to your show. Oh, yeah. Noted me enormous supporter of Donald Trump. It's just a fact. The election was decided by seven swing states. We weren't one of them. We thought maybe we would be. We weren't. 43 other states basically were set off to the side. Seven states were going to decide it. And Donald Trump won all those states. That's a decisive win, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? His margin in the House is extraordinarily slim. He has 53 votes in the Senate. We don't know who's going to be the Republican senator from Florida, because Rubio is one of the automatics in his cabinet. It's not going to be Laura Trump, because now she has her singing career. My God, she should never sing publicly again. You know, I'm not saying I have a great voice, but Tom Petty will emerge from his grave if she sings "I Won't Back Down" again. My God,
please, stop. Please back down.
Stop. Sometimes you got to back down. Okay, Laura, you might be a very kind person, but you're just not a good singer, okay? So what are we going to do? Because Trump is going to want everything. He is going to want everything. I thought it was interesting when some Republicans stood up to him on the debt ceiling vote. So are there going to be more Republicans? They're standing up to Trump here also, because Trump came out. He wants Johnson. Now he'll flip to somebody else quickly. But these are Republicans standing up to him again.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen next three months?
I'm wondering what is, because he's been such a force to say, well, I cannot cross him at all because I'll get primary and I'm done. And clearly, there's no fear of that on the part of some of these folks.
For some, there's still a lot who don't want to challenge him. But at least for a few.
Yeah.
And by the way, when the margin is so slim, he has to fear a few.
Yeah.
And he's not going to get Democrats on almost anything. Right. And people are saying, expect shock and awe. That's the phrase they're using now on day one. So is that just on immigration? That literally once he takes the oath of office, that's right at noon Eastern time, right? So during your show.
Mm-hmm.
So by 11:30, when you and Jordan are on, should we anticipate law enforcement all across the country trying to round up the worst of the worst illegal immigrants? Is that shock and awe? What else creates shock and awe, or is this just Trump and bluster?
Well, for sure, bluster. But, I mean, it wouldn't shock me, though, to if that's part of it. Or, I don't know, do multiple people automatically get fired on day one, pink slips? I don't know what that means.
Okay, how about Trump and the New Orleans situation? So, horrifying tragedy. 14 people are mowed down, killed in a terrorist attack. The total number is 15 because that involves the killer. And he continues to bring up the porous border with the clear inference tying the border to New Orleans. They're not tied together on this story.
Zero.
There's no connection, none, zero, zilch. The border is too porous.
Mm-hmm.
I think we agree that's an area where Joe Biden failed. And again, we'll go over it. Did Biden offer up a bill right away? Yes, he did. Congress wanted more. Then Lankford, Murphy, and Sinema came together with a bipartisan bill. Trump basically told Republicans, don't vote for him. And Republicans who were afraid of him said, okay, even though Republicans were getting a lot of what they wanted, Democrats weren't getting anything, basically. Did Republicans get everything that bill? No, of course not. But Trump spiked that away like Karch Karai. It's probably the list of volleyballers.
Timmons.
Steve Timmons was my other one. Flo Hyman. Wasn't she an excellent?
You just made that up.
I think she was an excellent volleyball player. And so then, you know, Biden does the executive order, which, by the way, did dramatically slow down.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just lying, 1,000% lying about the tie to New Orleans. And this is where, like, I kind of fell for this again after the 16 election. Like, you wasn't a supporter in 16, but then he brought in a lot of people. And, you know, when he talked in that kind of as he was getting ready to become president, you thought, well, maybe it just was who he was as candidate, now as a president.
Right. He'll live up to the job. He'll be in awe of the job.
Because now, again, since he won, 7-0, we haven't seen much of him.
Right.
When we've seen him, he's actually seemed more moderate.
Correct.
But then he just comes
out.
Not as edgy. And now he comes out and he's just lying about a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
The president-elect, who's basically the president, because the other guy is invisible. I mean, Joe Biden, you know what Joe Biden should do today? I'm not kidding. Step down and say, Donald Trump, you're president now. He's abdicated his responsibility. And when he had to speak the other day, it was sad, painful, and embarrassing to the people who for years knew he wasn't up the office.
They should be ashamed of themselves.
They should be ashamed of themselves. But I got like a few texts who ripped me over and over and over and over and over again when I would say Biden wasn't capable. Oh, you're wrong. You're wrong. No, read these stories. Seems like he wasn't capable maybe from opening day. So we can't rely on the president to tell us the truth about a terrorist attack? Is that where we're headed for the next 4 years?
Oh, of course. I mean,
about it. The votes are done. Johnson gets 217. Jeffries gets 213. And the three others. Oh, shockingly, Nancy Mace has made herself available for the cameras. Yeah. Stunning that Nancy has done it. Dave, what do you want to say about likelihood stuff is going? Somehow, some way, do we all agree Mike Johnson's going to be the speaker before this day is done? He's acting like he's not going to offer any concessions. He's going to try to wait these people out maybe for a couple more tries and see what Trump says. Dave, how optimistic are you that we're going to see notable progress? Because Trump is going to want literally everything. He's going to say, I won, greatest victory ever. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the plurality of just a popular vote it's a small win for Trump. And people keep pointing that out. Who predicted Trump was going to win the popular vote?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. So it just shows again what a decisive victory it was for him. What do you think? I mean, because I don't know. For the folks who abhor Donald Trump, they don't want anything to get done. But for our country, what a crazy concept. Can we pass a couple bills? Can we function? Can we find fundamental areas where you can actually come to an agreement?
I don't see how that's going to get any better. Donald Trump earlier, I think it was earlier this week, he said he's all in on Team Johnson for speaker. That was earlier this week, right?
Even today came out.
Do you believe that? Because to me, that came out as I'm going to say I want Mike Johnson. Hopefully that will get the House Republicans behind Mike Johnson. And then we can get me certified, get the whole thing done. Then I can just rip him to kingdom come 2 weeks later.
Well, by the way, you have to have speaker to elect the next president.
Yeah.
Right? That's a minor point.
And to swear in the members, right?
Yeah, to swear in the members. That's a minor point. We don't have a Congress without speaker, although we're also saying nothing's going to get done. So do we need a Congress? I mean, it's as crazy as that seems. I think, you know, if you're the speaker and the margin is this thin and you are beholden to Donald Trump, every day you wake up saying, what calamity is going to happen? But it's intoxicating because you get to be Speaker of the House. You're two heartbeats away from being the President of the United States. And who was Mike Johnson 18 months ago?
Mike Johnson.
Yeah, he was
the most common name in America.
Exactly. 651-461-9226.
John Smith.
Other famous Mike Johnsons. How about Michael Johnson, the Olympic
he could run.
Runner? He could run. All right, what do you want to say about the topic at hand? What's going to get done? Do you see Mike Johnson as the next speaker? It's funny how... Why does CNN have a 216, 215?
Whereas, that is tough.
Whereas Fox has a 217, 214.
Right-wing, left-wing bias.
I mean, we can't even count correctly between CNN and Fox. That's how divided we are right now. 47 past 12. Chime in if you'd like. Agree, disagree, nuance, whatever you want. 651-461-9226.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Your wedding is a day you'll remember forever. And your fiancé? Your fiancé deserves a suit that feels just as special as the moment you say I do. At Nick's, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and we specialize in helping weddings own their suits for about the same price as a rental. That means not only will your fiancé look amazing on your wedding day, but we'll have a suit that can be worn for years to come. Let us make this the easiest and most meaningful part of planning your wedding. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we got for a music theme, Dave Aragon?
It's our second day in a row. We're kind of having a food theme.
Okay.
And we have to recognize that tonight's the big game. Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Who's pumped up? So we've got music. We've already played a song called Mayonnaise, a song called Yum Yum, Gimme Some. This is Mean Mr. Mustard. We got condiment-based tunes
nice.
Today.
Condiment-based music.
I was wondering if you could
come. Who is the leader in condiment-based music in America?
I was wondering if you were going to come up with all songs with mayo in it. That would have been
I thought about duty. Items that mayonnaise would accompany, you know, turkey, ham, things like that. But no, we're going to talk condiments today.
That's fine. This text.
Of course it is fine.
I know. Stay in my lane.
Need your approval.
Stay in here.
Exactly. You wouldn't know the truth if it was staring you in the face. Okay, call in and tell me.
What is the truth?
What is the truth? What did I say? What did Adam say? What did Dave say? Which wasn't the truth? I also said Donald Trump won decisively. I said Mike Johnson before the day is done. I said Joe Biden wasn't functioning for 4 years. This wasn't exactly a liberal rant. My God.
I don't know if that texter is referring, like, the believability of some people to say, oh, no. This the New Orleans killer was in the country illegally when there's absolutely zero evidence of that. I mean, it's just factually wrong. The sky is blue.
Yeah.
This guy is from the U.S.,
yeah.
from Texas.
And it's frightening what happened. Inspired by ISIS. How it happened, why it happened, is it just inspired? Because we keep being told it was only inspired versus directed. That's a big difference. It's a horrifying story.
Right.
14 lives are gone. 3:50 in the morning. They're celebrating. Iconic place. And the border still stinks. But you know what?
Right.
You know what I believe in? Facts.
Yeah.
And we had a caller, and I, even if you massively disagree with me, I thank every one of you for listening. Same, I know you feel the same way, but there's a difference when we're giving our opinions, and neither one of us is a big backer. None of the three of us are big backers, Donald Trump, but we're saying, who here is bragging about Joe Biden? We're saying Joe Biden should step down. He can't even do the job. But on a terrorist incident, the truth matters, Dave.
It does.
And so people shouldn't be lying that he came in from the border and the truck came in from the border. Nope. U.S. Army vet, something happened, and he mowed down and murdered 14 people. Why can't we just – is that impossible to acknowledge, Dave? Am I missing something?
Shouldn't be.
Right?
It shouldn't be, but it seems like it is. And once you put it out there, if you're Donald Trump, if you're somebody – with that kind of reach, once you put it out there, it's too late. Ain't coming back.
Somebody wants to know the name of the band who sang the tune.
That was the Beatles.
The most recent was the Beatles. That came from Abbey Road.
That was Abbey Road? Huh?
Yeah. Deeper cut.
Donald Trump, among the Texans, marginally won the popular, marginally all capitalized, mostly due to those who decided not to vote. Okay, that's an opinion, right? I don't know. Is that... Do you buy that?
I think it has more to do with young men who chose, who usually would have sat it out, who actually voted for Donald Trump.
I think that's a huge area where Donald Trump deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah. Whether it's going on podcasts or the broadcasts or whatever it is, it worked.
It worked very effectively. He also has tapped into, ever since he came down the escalator, those of you who feel like you've been the forgotten person. That whether it's for jobs, government assistance, getting passed over, not treated fairly, I am your guy. I'm stunned by that because I don't think he would have flown his plane over many of those states. I think he's a chameleon in this area. I don't think he's telling the truth, but you are completely allowed to disagree with me and vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
I also think Harris was, at best, a mediocre candidate. And if you were going to be a Democrat, you had to, whether it's fair or not, separate yourself from Joe Biden. And Biden should have put country ahead of himself. And he should have said in 2022 after the midterms where he didn't lose as much as we thought, because normally the first midterm vote of a first-year president, the opposition gains votes. They did, but not as much. Right then, Adam Joe Biden should have said, transition president, I'm out.
Let's have a primary.
Let's have a primary. And you just would have had a better chance with someone who wasn't tied to the Biden administration. It's crazy how easily they can influence people to join them. Talking about these videos. It is frightening. And I mean, Christopher Wray, now the former FBI director, has been saying for how long, one of our greatest fears is that inspired American who's already in our country, who is not on our radar for anything, and this happens, and, you know, they continue to say that New Orleans and Vegas are not tied together. And I get that's a heck of a coincidence. Like Tom Holman, the incoming immigration czar, he's saying, I don't think they're right. And then it was on Fox, and the Fox reporter pressed him. He said, I don't have the proof, but it's just my gut instinct. I get how people would think, hey, that would make sense. We still got to go by facts.
Got to go by facts, but that shows you when conspiracy and conjecture enter in with a lack of facts. And boy, that Vegas one, there's a lot of mystery around that one.
100%. Thank you, sir, for hanging around. Shaletta.
Happy New Year.
That's it. No more. Don't say it again. Shaletta, next hour. Major, maybe. Major, obviously, is tied up in what's going on with the speaker situation. How soon we'll have another vote. Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time to stop talking. It's time to get $500 off your insulation project. Call for more details. Do it right now.